Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waist, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waist. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. It's early evening in the Gibbs home, and the children are asleep. Nora and Freddie are at the movies. Penny's mother, Grace, is in the sewing room. Peg Martin is dressing. And Penny Gibbs is alone in the living room as her former fiancé, Johnny Keith, walks in after a talk with Penny's foster father, Jed. Johnny says,
"Hello."
"Oh, Johnny, you scared me."
"Sorry, I didn't mean to. What are you reading?"
"Oh, nothing very special. I was just about to give it up. Come on in."
I never knew you could get so absorbed in a printed word you couldn't hear me come into the room.
"I don't think I was reading half as much as I was dreaming."
"Oh. I know what you were dreaming about, too."
"You're always very sure you know just what goes on in my mind, aren't you?"
"Well, I know what ought to be on your mind. You look as if you're dressed to go out with him tonight, too."
"A little bit later tonight. He's going to call me."
"You're especially beautiful tonight, Penny."
"Thank you, sir."
"Oh, don't take that as too much of a compliment, Penny. Remember, I'm prejudiced."
"Stay prejudiced, will you? I like it."
"Well, you're one prejudice I'll always have. Spiritually, anyhow."
"Johnny, we're not going to get into a conversation about us, are we?"
No, I never was much interested in ancient history. Maybe that's because I flunked it in school."
"Thank you for being cute about it."
"Well, I don't see any reason for crying about it. Penny, I'm proud of you. And not in the way I said I was the other day. Guess I was tired of something or I wouldn't have been so nasty. No, I'm proud now because I realize you've found what everyone in this world is trying to find. Happiness."
"Oh, Johnny. Johnny, you're just about the sweetest person I've ever known."
"I'm just about the biggest dope I've ever known. I ought to fight for you, Penny. But I can't, not when I know how completely happy you are with things this way. Oh, by the way, I haven't seen Barry in a couple of weeks. Does he think I'm going to poke him in the nose because he took my girl away from
no,
him?"
"No, of course not. He asked me not long ago how you felt about what's happened. When I told him, he wasn't all surprised. He said that he wished he were more like you."
"No? Well, I'll trade places with him anytime he wants. He has everything I've always wanted, and I'm not talking about his money. I'm talking about you."
"I thought we weren't going to talk about me."
We weren't going to talk about us, remember?"
"Well, let's not talk about me either."
"All right. We won't talk about you. Penny, you can control my conversation, but not my thoughts, and you know what my thoughts are and what they'll always be."
"Johnny, please,
I'm finished.
Don't.
I'm finished. We won't even talk about my thoughts. By the way, George Lewis left town yesterday afternoon. Did you know that?"
"Yeah, Peg told me."
"Odd the way he left. Just as suddenly as he appeared."
"I'm surprised he stayed as long as he did. He was just supposed to be passing through."
"Yeah, but he stayed. I think it was for a reason."
"Johnny, he's one of Peg's oldest friends. I think he was glad to see her."
"Penny, I know what Freddie Lang means when he says you're always beautiful, but sometimes not too bright. There was something sinister about George Lewis, in spite of his glibness and carefree manner. He and Peg were working on something together. But you won't believe that, will you?"
"Johnny, I don't know. Just recently, I've begun to have doubts about Peg, but My doubts have nothing to do with George.
Well, I first began to have doubts about Peg when George appeared. My doubts are even stronger because of his sudden departure. Now, what made him leave, and so suddenly? And why did he leave so soon after I told Peg I didn't like him?
You told Peg you didn't like George?
Well, I told her I didn't like the type, and I don't. To me, he's a movie and storybook version of a chiseler. Only I think he's a chiseler in real life as well.
Johnny, it's not right to say that things like that about people you don't know.
Well, George Lewis is the kind of person I don't want to know. I'm glad he's gone. Unless his leaving means he accomplished his purpose here and we haven't seen the effects
yet. Johnny, for heaven's sake, you're beginning to sound just like Freddie. You're always suspicious.
Maybe you have reason to be.
Oh, hello, Peg.
Hi, Peg. Well, you look especially beautiful tonight.
Do I, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
I did my best to make myself look nice, but I didn't think I'd look nice enough to get a compliment from you.
Ouch.
Oh, have you two been quarreling?
No, Penny. Johnny and I haven't argued about anything. We just have a difference of opinions on a few matters, that's all. Johnny, I didn't mean to be nasty just then.
Oh, that's all right, Peg. Maybe I had it coming. By the way, I'm sorry about the other day. It still goes about George, though. I can't help it if I don't like him. But what I think about George has no bearing on what I think of you.
I hope not, Johnny. And you are entitled to your opinion, just as I'm entitled to mine. Well, night, everyone.
That dress you're wearing is really lovely, Peg. It's not a special occasion.
Special occasion for me and Rossville. Oh, no, Penny, I'm just going to a movie. But I thought I'd pretend it was an important movie and dress up for the evening. Who knows? Someone may whistle at me. I'd like that. Been a long time since I got a whistle out of anyone. Well, night. Have a nice time with Barry this evening, Penny.
Thanks, Peg, I will. Good night.
Night. Night, Johnny.
Good night, Peg.
Oh, didn't she look pretty?
Well, she's a beautiful woman, Penny.
I feel awfully sorry for her.
So do I, in a way. But it might be a waste of sympathy. I think she can take care of herself.
Yeah, I'm sure she can. What time is it?
Almost 8:00.
Oh.
Why'd you want to know the time?
That's why I wanted to know. I expected Barry to phone before this. Excuse me.
Oh, sure. I've got to get home myself in a few minutes, so I'll be going.
No, you don't have to rush, Johnny. Hello.
Good evening, Penny.
Oh, Barry, I thought it was you.
Well, I try to keep my promises, darling. Told you I'd call you at 7:30. Here it is. Well, not 8 yet, anyway.
Oh, this is pretty prompt for you. What time are you coming over?
Look, darling, I won't be able to make it at all tonight.
Why not?
Well, something's come up, something I have to attend to this evening.
Oh, I see.
Are you sure you understand?
Oh, yes, darling, of course I do. But I'll miss not seeing you.
Well, you still might later on. It all depends on how long this takes.
Well, call me if you get through at a reasonable hour, will you?
You bet I will. And if it's any time before midnight, I'll give you a ring.
All right, darling, he's hoping.
You bet. And thanks for understanding.
Good luck with whatever you have to do tonight.
Well, it's nothing terribly serious. I'll tell you about it sometime.
You don't have to. Bye.
Bye, darling.
Well, I'll see you in a day or two.
No, don't rush away, Johnny.
Well, I have to, Penny. There's some work I have to do at home, and... Oh, what's the matter? You have the most puzzled look on your face.
I'm not puzzled. I'm disappointed. Barry can't see me tonight. At least not too late. Maybe not at all.
Well, that's funny. Funny you should call at the last minute this way.
It's obviously something that's just come up.
Mm-hmm. It, couldn't be something that just went out the door, could it?
What do you mean?
Our friend Peg. She was awfully dressed up to be going to the movies.
No, Johnny. Oh, no, I don't believe that.
I didn't think you would. I prefer not to believe it myself, but, there are... a lot of unpleasant things around I don't want to believe, but have to believe because they're true.
We can park up there at the edge of the cliff and look down at the river, Peg. Would that kind of a view get you in a talking mood?
I'm sure it would, Barry.
Yeah, beautiful view of Rossville from up here, too. Huh, there's a place to park. Now, is that some view down there?
Oh, it's beautiful, Barry.
I thought you'd like it. Well, now, what's this all about? What's in your mind, and why can't I tell Penny? And why did I have to break a date with her because you had to talk to me tonight?
I'm in desperate trouble, Barry.
Oh, are you? I'm sorry. Are you sure it's desperate?
But it's really my mother who's in trouble, Barry. She needs help, and... well, you're the only one I know who can help her.
Well, it's obviously money you need for a Peg, and you ought to know I'll give you all you want. But I don't see why we have to be so secret about this. You needn't be embarrassed in front of Penny just because you need money.
Barry, you don't understand. There are some things that...
There are some things that what?
Barry, my mother doesn't need anything. That's all a lie. I'm sorry, but I had to have some excuse to see you tonight, to talk to you.
Oh?
You know why, too, don't you?
I think I do, Peg.
Look at me. Can't you tell? Can't you tell why I had to see you tonight, why I want to see you all of the time?
Well, I can see that...
Barry, we're all alone up here. There isn't another person within miles. This is something I've longed for ever since I saw you and fell in love with you. And... oh, Barry, darling, let me put my arms around you. Let me keep them there forever.
You're a very beautiful woman, Peg. Perhaps the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Do you like holding me?
Yes. Of course I do.
Let's not talk for a minute, Barry. Let's just stay close to each other. Closer still than this. And think and think and then not even think. This is our night, darling. This is what you want as much as I do, don't you? This is for you. Oh, darling, you do love me, don't you?
No.
Darling, you do.
Sorry, Peg, but this has gone far enough. If it happened too fast, or I wouldn't have let it go this far.
Barry, you don't mean it.
Look, Peg, I've known all along what you were up to. Now, let's just forget the whole thing and go back to town.
Why, I ought to...
Yes, you ought to know I'm in love with Penny, and you ought to know that Penny has done more for you than any person you've ever known.
Never mind about Penny. You let me get this far. You let me throw myself at you, and all the time you were laughing at me.
No, no, Peg, I wasn't laughing at you, and I'm not laughing at you now. But let's get this straight. I'm in love with Penny Gibbs, and I'm going to marry her. And I'm not going to ruin Penny's faith in me or betray her trust in me for the beauty of even one of the most beautiful women I know. Maybe this is funny to you. It isn't to me.
Oh, I'm not laughing at you, Barry. I'm laughing at myself. I thought you were weak. I thought you'd be easy. Say I'm sorry, but I know that would be like whispering in the wind.
You don't have to say you're sorry, Peg, but there is something you can do, something you can do for me and for Penny. Most of all, for yourself.
What?
Pack up and leave. Get out of Rossville and don't come back.
So Peg's scheme to trap Barry into giving up Penny Gibbs has failed, has it? Will Peg really leave town and clear the way for Penny's happiness? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. And don't forget, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.